Welcome to Rooted Agritourism. I'm Dr. Liz Fidler-Mergen, owner of Sunny Mary Meadow, a U-Pick flower farm, wedding florist, and event venue in central Minnesota. Our mission is to serve anyone rooted in agritourism, value-added agriculture, and rural entrepreneurship, the people turning ideas and raw products into thriving businesses and experiences. Let's dig in. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Rooted Agritourism Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Liz Fidler-Mergen, and today we are coming at you from, I would say, sunny Orlando, but it's not that sunny out. It's nicer than it is in Minnesota. But we're going to do a Flowers Bloom Anyway episode. I've been sprinkling out these Flowers Bloom Anyway episodes, and they're more related to personal growth and the grief and the book and all of those things that I have going on. And I know that you guys have been amazing in wanting something to cheer for. And so I have Dr. Mark Hicks with me. And Mark and I met last year at this same podcasting conference, yep. PodFest Expo. And we were on the same journey of, you know, he republished his book with the publisher that I'm going with. And honestly, I can say that, like, well, he seems like a nice guy and he trusts them. So I guess I can trust them. But welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So can you walk us through a little bit? My audience understands the backstory of my book and how I, you know, it was going to be self-help and then it turned into this, turned into that. I have self-published a children's book before, but the reason that I wanted to go through Morgan James, a publisher, is to give my book the opportunity to be in the hands of more people and more people to find it and more people to reach it. And you know, definitely the way to make money as an author, if you're just clearly chasing dollar signs, is to either self-publish or buy a bunch of your own copies and resell them on your own website or something. But that's not my goal for this book, and I don't think that's your goal either.
That's right.
And so can you just walk us through a little bit how this came to be?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a winding road. And I had the ambition and the dream of being a writer. Felt like I had some things I wanted to say. Didn't always know exactly what that would be. But as things came about, my book is Learning Love, Building a Life That Matters, and Healthy Relationships That Last. And the beginning of this particular book was probably at the end of my first marriage. I didn't always know what I know today. And when I was young, I ended up in a very toxic relationship. It was an utter disaster. I still have the emotional scars for that one. That ended in divorce. And I really hit a time that I wondered if love even existed. Or was it just something a few lucky people stumble into accidentally? Or you look at so many people that, you know, obviously the divorce rate is high. But then you ask the question, how many people that are married are happy? And obviously there are some, but there's a number of people that stay together for money or for religion or for the kids. And so at a low point in my life, I was asking those questions. Is love really real? And so through that journey, the answer is yes, that there really is love. But it's not just fantasy, and it's not something you stumble into, that love is something we can learn. And very often we learn about love from our family, and that could be a good source, but it may not be. If we're raised in a dysfunctional family, toxic family, abusive family, we're not really learning what we need to learn to understand how to build healthy relationships. And so what I teach in the book is how to build those healthy relationships, even if we didn't learn in the family, or even if we've been through a divorce, been through toxic relationships, been through whatever we've been through in life, we can build those healthy relationships. And so people have asked me how long did it take to write the book, and I always say either 3 months or 15 years, depending on, you know, when I sat down to write it, it was in my mind, it went very quickly, but it had been in there for a long time. When I did write the book, I self-published, a friend of mine helped me get it on Amazon, and, you know, sold some copies, friends and family, and tried to promote it a little bit, did a few speaking engagements, but then that book helped me get a job as a ghostwriter. My boss at the ghostwriting agency read my book, didn't ask her to, but she read it. And I was talking to her one day about a client that we were going to be writing for. She said, I read your book and it needs to be available on a wider scale. And could I introduce you to Morgan James Publishing? And I was like, yeah, that'd be fine. And so she introduced me to David Hancock, the founder of Morgan James. I pitched the book. He loved it, and he took it to the committee that makes those decisions. They picked it up, and it was published in June of 25. It's been a wonderful experience to have it available on a wider scale like that. As you said, it's not about the number of books that you sell. It's not about the money. It's about the message. I have always wanted to help. I feel like the world needs help. And I feel like as many people that will and can should do what we can to help. This is what the book is about. It's about building those healthy relationships that we all need.
Well, and if you're listening to this, the majority of my listeners are, I'd say half of them are either current or aspiring flower farmers themselves or building a business similar. And the thing is, I can tell you exactly when my business shifted from a side hustle into a sustainable business that was going to turn into a career. It was when I quit focusing on just the technical and looked at everything as a whole and looked at the relationships. What is going to be sustainable for my family? How can I show up better? And you can't put anything in life in a box.
Right.
When your relationships are better, it's hard to describe, but when you're calm, the way you react to things, yeah. The way you react to whatever it might be. Right now, big buzzwords are mindset, and it's all just literally learning to love the people in your family, but your fellow humans and your fellow, just anyone that you have any interaction
with. Yeah. In my book, I teach the 5 components of love. It breaks love down into an understandable way to practice love. And that is true in marriage and family, but it's also in friendships and with coworkers. And those are obviously different relationships, but the same principles apply of how do we build those healthy relationships. And I mentioned that I went through a divorce when I was younger. I'm remarried now, and I've said many times I've had a bad marriage and a good marriage, and good is better. We really need to work at building those healthy relationships. It gets overlooked about how important that is. But if we have healthy families that are actually happy living together and living together well, and we go to work and we have a love for what we do, and we have a love for our coworkers and a connection there, and we can build those healthy communities, and we understand the principles of how to do that, then we change society, and we have the life that we actually want because of love.
So you have the experience piece. What are your other credentials to be talking about this?
Well, I have a master's degree. I do have the life experience. I've been through a few things, but I have a master's degree in mental health counseling.
Yes.
I also have a master's degree in divinity and a doctorate in ministry. And my doctoral dissertation was on recovery. And I was, for a time, the director of a addiction recovery program. Really, when you talk about counseling, we're talking about love. We're talking about learning to love yourself, love your family, love people, love humanity, to love your job. Whatever we come back to, it's about those relationships. In ministry and spirituality and theology, it's about love. It's about relationships. Relationship with yourself, relationship with your family, with other people, with humanity, with God. Whatever area we're speaking about, it's always about relationships. Even in business, it's about the relationships you make. It's about those connections you make and loving what you do. Even though every job's a grind, you're not going to love it every day. There's going to be stuff. But learning to have that emotional capacity to love what you do and love your coworkers and to know that you're contributing something to the world that's positive through what you do, this is how we build healthy lives.
Well, I think that, you know, last year, I still remember we were sitting in that room where Nick, the CEO of PodFest, Morgan James Publishing, was talking about how people write the wrong book. You were sitting next to me. I've talked about that moment on my podcast multiple times. Like, that was the moment that just shifted because he said, write the book that gets you where you want to be in 5 years. Imagine your life 5 to 10 years from now and what book gets you there. And that's why my self-help book never finished. That's why it didn't feel right, because I was sitting here trying to teach people how to grieve and I'm like, nope. You know what? Let's let Dr. Mark Hicks teach people how to love, and I'm going to teach people about flowers. And so my book turned into a memoir of just everything and how this came to be. Yeah. And, you know, it's so true, you know, when it comes to podcasting or whatever. And I feel like, you know, this show itself, as you guys are listening, we have something really exciting coming up, changing to, you know, the series that we're going to do in interviews. But right now, it's okay that my podcast. I don't want to, Abby's like cringing when I'm saying it's on the back burner because she's like, what? But no, we're still putting it out, but we're in a little bit of an intermission while I tidy up the loose ends of, I mean, my venue just opened in November and my book comes out in March. And, you know, we're doing all these kind of in-between things right now. It's all about growth and taking care of things. And I just thank you so much for being here, Mark. So what's the name of your podcast? Where can they listen? It's just a very calming thing to listen to. I love it.
Yeah, the book is Learning Love, Building a Life That Matters and Healthy Relationships That Last. I have a podcast, which is the Learning Love Podcast, which is wherever you listen to podcasts. If you are searching for that, you can go to my website at my foundation. I have the Learning Love Foundation. There's a theme here. Where we do Learning Love Foundation, we do mental health education based on relationships, helping people love what they do for a living, helping people love their family and how to build healthy family dynamics. And so we do workshops and things of that nature in order to have that healthy, happy, thriving life. And so you can go to learninglovefoundation.com. You can find my podcast there. You can find links to purchase my book and all the stuff that we're doing with the foundation. Learninglovefoundation.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for listening to another episode of the Rooted Agritourism Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Liz Fidler-Mergen. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Rooted Agritourism. If you enjoyed it, please leave a 5-star review and share it with someone who would find it helpful or inspiring. Your support helps us reach more rural entrepreneurs, dreamers, and doers just like you. You can explore all of our resources at sunnymarymeadowcoaching.com, where you'll find each episode in blog form, along with free resources to help grow your business. You'll also find info on upcoming on-farm and virtual workshops, classes, and courses. Be sure to check out our monthly membership, Foundations of Peddling Perishable Products, where you'll get access to a full library of our original course content, plus ongoing support through monthly virtual meetups with others in the industry. Just click the link in the show notes or our bio to learn more. We'd love to have you join us. Until next time, keep growing with purpose and stay rooted.